No coinkydink that we're talking about responding in love, and now we're going to be promoting a beautiful event where you can come and pray before a statue of a young St. Padre Pio. Talk about someone who responded with hate and persecution with love. Padre Pio knew all about that, was greatly persecuted in and outside the church. Catholic Healthcare International has started the Young St. Pio statue tour leading up to events on May 25th with His Eminence Cardinal Burke. The statue is making visits, as I mentioned earlier, to a number of cathedrals in Lansing and Detroit and eight other churches, and many parishes are waiting for the scheduled visit. Now, to talk with us about this is our friend Jerry Palazzolo, president of the Catholic Healthcare International, along with Father Tim Nelson, who is with St. Mary's Star of the Sea in Jackson and also a member of the Catholic Healthcare International team. Welcome to both of you. Jerry, good to talk to you again, and thank you for making me a part of that beautiful event that you had back in October to raise awareness and funding for the Adoration Chapel and the Terry Schiavo Home for the Brain Injured. Let's talk about the Padre Pio, the young Padre Pio statue. Now, who is the sculptor? Who's behind the actual design of the statue?
There's an artist down in Ecuador, Angel Martinez, and Father John Rokas, who is also part of our team at Holy Spirit in Brighton, has used them for a number of statues, and we commissioned them for an original statue, a full-size, life-size bronze statue of a very rare photo of Padre Pio sitting under the tree where he originally received the invisible stigmata.
Mm-hmm. And Father, explain the stigmata to us, if you would.
Well, the stigmata is a deep personal way of participating with Christ in his passion and suffering for the redemption of souls. And that is what the Lord accepted Padre Pio to do in this life. And he received it as a sign, an outward sign of that total dedication and suffering with Jesus. And so Padre Pio was very much aware of people who suffer and how Jesus suffered for us, and he brings that care, compassion to those who suffer in the hospital. And that's what we want to replicate is that compassion for those who suffer. It's going to be a home for the belief of suffering.
Yeah. And if you ever go to San Giovanni Rotondo, a big part of the tour, you can see the hospital that Padre Pio worked so hard to raise money for and to raise awareness of those, especially in that area of southern Italy and Puglia in the countryside, which is still so very poor and struggling in a lot of ways. So, Jerry, let's talk about the tour of the statue. Where does it begin? And it goes all the way through. There's different events all the way through May, correct?
Absolutely. And could I share with you, because there's a beautiful story about the setting here and the statue that we used, the picture that we used for this. Could I tell the story a little bit?
Yes, I'm all about stories. This? I just mentioned we need to tell more stories. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, you know, Padre Pio's family, he grew up in Pietrelicina, Italy, which is a couple hours away from San Giovanni Rotondo, where he spent most of his life. His family had a plot of land on something they called Piana Romana, and on that plot there was this beautiful tree, and Padre Pio used to, as a boy, go play there and pray there. And he continued that on through as he grew up and became a young priest. And this picture of Padre Pio is him sitting under that very tree. And it's under that tree where Padre Pio was praying one time, and the Blessed Mother appeared to him, and she gave him that gift that Father Tim talked about of the stigmata. And it was visible at that time, actually. But he was embarrassed, and he wanted to suffer in silence. So he prayed that it went away. And his prayers were answered. It went away for a period of time. But on September 20th, 1918, in San Giovanni Rotondo, when he was praying after Mass up in the choir loft, the statue emanated from the statue, came lightning bolts from his hands, his feet, and his side, and they struck Padre Pio and gave him then the visible stigmata, which stayed with him for 50 years. This statue that we did is a very rare photo of Padre Pio as a young priest. He already has a stigmata, but he's sitting under that very tree, holding a lamb, kind of caressing a lamb, and it's very indicative of the Lamb of God. It's a beautiful picture, and Padre Pio's got a look on his face that's a heavenly, otherworldly type of look on his face, where he's obviously in deep prayer. And we took that statue, made it, it looks amazing, and we have this magnificent tree, is what we call it, on our new campus that we're going to, on May 25th, after we complete this tour, is going to be placed permanently and blessed and dedicated by Cardinal Burke when he comes back to celebrate Padre Pio's birthday on the 25th of May. So that's the story. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to first establish a platform of prayer, because Padre Pio said the success of the Casa Hospital, which is a 1,000-bed international referral center, will be built on the foundation of prayer. So this campus we have is really the foundational prayer campus that we have. We have our Santa Maria della Grazia mural. We're going to have our Padre Pio, St. Pio at Eucharistic Adoration Chapel, the Stations of the Cross. But this statue is going to be placed underneath this magnificent tree, so pilgrims and devotees of Padre Pio can come and experience Padre Pio at San Giovanni Rotondo and his life without having to go over to Italy.
And Father, if you could talk a little bit about the whole idea of venerating various items and the importance of religious items, sacramentals as we call them in the church, because some people might misunderstand, and we have wonderful non-denominational Christians, different Protestant Christians that listen to us, but let's talk a little bit about the images and why they're important to our faith and how we're not worshiping idols, if you could.
Oh, sure, Teresa. It all comes down to the importance of the body, the importance of the body in our faith and God's love for us. God, I suppose, could have created us like the angels, which are pure spirits, but he didn't. He gave us a body. And then, in a sense, raised that body, even though we had fallen into sin, to a glorious height by taking on our humanity and our human body himself. And so even now, after ascending into heaven, Jesus, his body and soul, complete with his divinity in heaven for all eternity. And our Blessed Mother is in heaven, body and soul. And that's our destiny too, to be in heaven, body and soul with the Lord. So the emphasis on the body, created by God is huge. And when a person dies or we know someone is in heaven, that we would like to be able to touch, hear, feel that presence of the body, coming from the importance of the Word among us, incarnate in the flesh. So the statue is an acknowledgement, a representation of the importance of physical presence, the body among us. And so it's a realization that even though what we cannot capture in spirit through the senses, we can capture through this representation, which is an acknowledgement of the beauty, the glory, and the importance of the body. And so it's that sense that one day we will be united, body and soul, in heaven. But for the time being, right now, we acknowledge that presence through the statue, simply drawing importance to the body.
Similar to, I think, when someone is close to us and we want to capture a memory, or we want to think of them if they don't live near us, or perhaps they've passed on to be with the Lord, we have a picture of them, and we look at that picture and we admire that picture. We're not praying to that picture or praying to that statue. It was a reminder of that person and the life they lived and what they meant to us. So thanks, Father. Really appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Jerry, let's wrap up by talking about the tour. I know the details are on the website. Give us the website and then kind of give us the tour of where the statue is going to be. I know it's starting at Father's Parish, St. Mary's Star of the Sea in Jackson.
Absolutely. And if you do go to our website, it is on there. It's www.chi-usa.com. And on the toolbar on the top, there's a button called the Statue Tour. And it is, it spent its inaugural week at Holy Spirit in Brighton with Father John Rokas. It was beautiful. I was able to be up there for that. Starting tomorrow, it's going to be at Father Tim's Parish, St. Mary's Star of the Sea. And you get a double benefit from going to Father Tim's church if you want to go visit. Father Tim must have the most beautiful church in the entire Diocese of Lansing, and frankly, one of the most beautiful beautiful churches in all of the United States. But it will be there starting tomorrow for a week. Then it will go to St. Joseph's Church in Howell, which is where our campus is. And then it will go to the cathedral in Lansing. And it will hit several other parishes, but it will also go to the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament in the Archdiocese of Detroit. Archbishop Vigneron has been a wonderful friend of ours, and we are taking it. We're trying to certainly hit all of the parishes of the vicariate that we're in Lansing and the Diocese of Lansing, but we're going beyond that. So if anyone is interested, we want to have this in parishes every week from now until May 25th, when we place it in its home and Cardinal Burke blesses it. So if you're interested, go online, send us an email, talk to your pastor, and if your pastor approves, have him give us a drop us a note, and we'll get in touch with them. We have an entire team that will deliver the statue, set it up. We have all of the materials. We have a prayer guide for an opening prayer for people to venerate, and we have everything. We put it in place, and we bring it out. So we would encourage everybody, if you want it, please let us know, and we'll do everything we can to bring it by your parish so you and your fellow parishioners can share in the veneration of this beautiful statue. And then mark your calendar, please, for May 25th, because we hope to have a large outdoor mass on our campus where this will be blessed, and Cardinal Burke will be there, and it will be a wonderful event.
Awesome. So that's leading to May 25th, 2021. But the schedule, starting at St. Mary's Star of the Sea, Father Tim Nelson's parish is with us this morning. That will run through the 24th, St. Joseph in Howell, January 26th to the 31st, St. Mary's in Lansing, February 2nd through the 7th, and then St. John's in Howell, March 2nd through the 7th, St. Agnes in Fowlerville in the middle of March, and then moving toward the end of March, it'll be at the Most Blessed Sacrament Cathedral in Detroit, and then also at St. Pat's in Brighton. So all the dates and all the churches, you could do like a mini pilgrimage, even if it's not in your diocese. None of these places are that far away if you're in southeastern Michigan, maybe an hour or so. So check it out, chi-usa.com, chi-usa.com. Jerry and Father Tim, thanks so much. Happy New Year to you, and God bless you, and we'll be right back.